This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The people of Egypt have had enough of transitions. Thousands back in the streets of Cairo as a caretaker government steps aside and Egyptians ask, who is running things on this Tuesday, November 22nd? This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So we're going to have a look at the new front runner in the GOP, the GOP candidate. What would we call them?
The 25th debate?
Exactly.
Yeah. First time Newt
Gingrich takes the stage in the debate tonight as a front runner. We're also going to take a look inside that Thanksgiving terrorist attack in Mumbai, India a few years ago. And this hour is not over until the Italian Prime Minister sings. Stay with us. Here's what you're talking about.
Americans need to stop looking at the political scene like it's a football game where it's Army versus Navy and my side's going to win, and we need to start asking ourselves who is behind the players. Grover Norquist is pretty much a member of a fifth column. He's just going to help drive us deeper into despair.
So do you think Congress is officially broken, and if so, can we fix it? Is somebody like Grover Norquist an unelected person out part of the problem or the solution? Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, though, let's get a look at our top headlines this morning. The White House is slamming congressional Republicans for the stalemate that resulted in the failure of the Congressional Super Committee. President Obama says the GOP would not negotiate and now says he would veto any legislation that would get around budget cuts that were now set to take effect.
There are still too many Republicans in Congress who have refused to listen to the voices of reason and compromise that are coming from outside of Washington.
Co-chairs of the panel issued a statement saying they're disappointed in their failure to reach a deal. Meanwhile, the president heads to New Hampshire today to push for one part of his jobs plan that appears to have some bipartisan support. President Obama will tout an extension of the payroll tax cuts that are set to expire at the end of the year. Republican lawmakers have signaled some common ground on that issue.
Possible new sanctions for Iran. New sanctions target petrochemical firms and companies with ties to nuclear procurement. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the move is the strongest warning the U.S. can give.
Together, these measures represent a significant ratcheting up of pressure on Iran, its sources of income, and its illegal activities.
And in those measures, the U.S. is being joined by Canada and the U.K. The sanctions are in response to a recent United Nations report detailing Iran's nuclear program. Protesters in Cairo are hoping to mobilize even larger demonstrations today, despite an increasingly deadly crackdown by Egyptian police. The country's cabinet offered to resign yesterday, but that's done little to curb the violence. The fourth straight day of massive pro-democracy rallies, where the center of the violence seems to be around the Interior Ministry in Cairo. More than two dozen people have been killed since the weekend. We'll have more details coming right up.
Republican presidential candidates square off in a debate devoted to foreign policy and national defense tonight in Washington. As you heard, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has experienced a recent surge in the polls. He's expected to take heat then from fellow candidates. As soon as someone becomes the front runner, they then become the focus of many of the criticisms at these debates. This debate comes exactly 6 weeks before the nation's first presidential contest with the Iowa caucuses.
One thing we know, there will be no long pause where Newt Gingrich doesn't have the ability to remember.
No, that's absolutely correct. Absolutely. The New England Patriots are back on top of the AFC East. They crushed Kansas City 34-3 in Monday Night Football. In some other sports news, which makes me very happy, Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander took home the American League MVP award. 28 years old. He's now the first starting pitcher to win that award since Roger Clemens in 1986.
Asian markets mixed. European indices up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,547 after a dismal couple of days. The S&P opens at 1,192 and the NASDAQ at 2211. And later on this hour,
let the eagle soar.
Oh, John Ashcroft.
Don't you miss that.
Hardly knew ye. What is it about political figures and singing? Is it something that politicians actually really would prefer to do? Having power is one thing, but having a pop tune, that's something else. We'll take a look at Berlusconi's latest album. I'm talking about that. All right, but stay with us. Right at the top of the hour, we're going to go to Egypt and look at the demonstrations taking place between protesters and police.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.